you got that one celebrity. It's like, okay. You gonna sit there post damn near everything.
Facts.
I don't think I found that person yet.
I got mine. Cause every time my girl's just looking gorgeous, I just gotta post it.
I thought you were gonna say something else.
I don't know what I was about to say, but I was trying to say gorgeous, but I like messed up a little bit.
You didn't know you were going with it, did you?
I really did not.
I really thought you were gonna say girthy. I'm like, what?
For real,
sir. She got a body though,
bro.
Body yada 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 yada. Bro, what?
Just bro.
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 Bro. Yo.
Brother. Brother. I'm sorry.
Don't do that.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Sure.
How much you sorry?
No.
How much you really sorry?
Are you?
I'm sorry.
Does it sound like it?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Nope.
I'm sorry, though.
Mm-mm.
But, like, I'm sorry.
You got to be like a public apology.
Public apology. I'm sorry.
That wasn't...
That was one of the worst apologies I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I watched, like, many YouTube.
You watch Logan Paul's crazy. Yeah.
I've seen, like, Shane Dawson's, like, apology. I've seen all that. And, like, look, yours is somehow worse than that.
Somehow?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Somehow. Because they...
I don't know if it was somehow.
Okay.
Because they're... Because these YouTubers...
You weren't sincere.
That was not sincere. I'm going to be on his side.
That right there?
You've been sincere. Like, you've apologized to me sincere before, and that's not sincere.
Yeah, so...
I actually mean it.
So you don't mean this?
I actually don't know what I'm apologizing for.
I don't know either.
But
sorry. Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
But you know what? Everybody forgot about it, so it's fine.
No, you got to do it. No, because you're the only one who remembers. So now you got to do it.
I actually don't remember.
For your own.
You just said you remember, though.
When?
Not the gaslighting. What are you doing?
Is that shut supposed up, to be a wink? Cause
bro, I thought you were trying to get an itch. I thought you were trying to like itch your eye or something, bro.
That's so ugh. It's okay.
All right.
You don't gotta do that. That's fine.
You really don't.
I just don't know what I'm doing. Like at life.
I think I know your New Year's resolution.
Like, happy 2024.
Right. When this comes out, probably, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Hopefully.
Beep, beep. You know what? We did that last year because didn't we like record in 2022 and then it came out in 2023?
Something like that.
For, what you mean?
Why are you being so like.
You're being so pessimistic.
No, because I just don't remember.
Sure.
I really.
Sure.
Sure.
Sure. I don't remember. Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
I am sure Dory. I am the epitome of Dory, dude. I have, like, bad memory.
But do you just keep swimming, though?
I keep swimming.
Oh, I drowned. Who said that?
I wonder who.
If like, future Rome, like, streams this episode, too, cancel him next time.
Oh, God. You know what?
Cancel him next time.
Facts. Cancel him right now. Right. Game's so mad.
You have the power.
Hey, but look, at least he didn't go crazy on you for the story that you told.
Right.
If anything, he was sympathetic.
I know. He felt bad. Bro.
I was lifted.
Nah, for real though, I want to give a shout out to Rome. Even though like he gave a shout out to us. Because we like we're recording this on the day that he streamed. We're recording this on December 19th. So... And this isn't coming out to like fucking January.
So, right.
But I do want to give a shout out to Rome because like genuinely like that Discord is like so supportive of him. And then there's this guy in there. He makes music. His name is Zove. Plug him too, bro. He's awesome.
He has great music. He showed me some of his songs.
So his name is Zove 808. He makes great music. And when he showed us... he had, like, no intention of, like, promoting himself or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But Rome just straight up, like the Discord, like, pretty much, like, on one of his streams, pretty much told him, like, yo, there's this guy, Zove. He makes really good music. And then he put him on and stuff like that. And he kind of blew up. He got, like, up to, I think, almost 1,000 monthly listeners.
Dude, that's amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
I think he went from, like, 200 or 300.
Wow. Yeah. That's a big jump. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. And then I hate promoting, and they know that I hate promoting it so badly just because, like, I'm not big for, like, self-promotion and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I know the people in there, they really went mess with me. So So they'll promote it for me. But.
Nah, man, they're one of the nicest people, honestly.
Facts.
That whole entire server is just genuine awesomeness, in my opinion.
Yeah. But shout out to them. Shout out to Rome. Thank you for streaming the podcast. I'm not sure if he's going to stream the whole thing. He said he is, but you know what? Sometimes he gets kind of carried away. But I hope he enjoys it. He probably already, like, finished. Obviously. I'm kind of stumbling with my words.
I could tell.
Yeah. Anybody else want to take over from me? Like, I was on a roll, but then I kind of just, like, slumped down.
I mean, you got it. I mean, y'all, no, I mean, I would, but it's like, I'm not, like, as, like, attached to that group as, like, y'all are. I don't really, like, appreciate y'all for supporting, but it's like, I don't know y'all. Y'all don't know me. Y'all only have an opinion of me. Yeah. So it's like, yeah.
No,
so
I mean,
y'all are cool though. But like, you got it.
From my own experience, man, the dude, he is very like, he's just down to earth.
Right.
He's a chill dude. He's very honest with a lot of his stuff. So like, he doesn't like put on a show.
Right.
You know, it's like from what I've noticed, he's just like real.
Right.
Right. So he's just an overall awesome guy. Right. And honestly, if anyone has the opportunity to watch his content or just watch one of his streams, you're going to enjoy it. Dude is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was actually like my first time actually watching the stream, and that was actually pretty entertaining. It was
like,
pretty
cool. I wanted to keep, I didn't want to record this right now. I wanted to keep watching it.
Yeah, but it is getting late.
So. It is getting late, and yeah. We do need to record it.
God damn, it's almost 10.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Enough glazing, as you would say. Enough glazing. Yeah, let's get on with the show. Hi, guys. Welcome back to The Deep. I thought you guys were going to start it.
Nah, man. You got it.
Welcome back to The Deep End. This is our, this is our New Year's special episode. This is episode 41. So,
we're in the 40s already?
Oh, my God. We're in the 40s.
Oh, my gosh.
So, one, Happy New Year's. Hope you guys had great holidays.
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 Hope you guys had great holidays.
Hope you guys had great holidays.
For my, you know, non-American people, hope y'all have a good holiday.
Holidays. hope you guys stayed safe, got warm. If you get cold, I don't know. I'm still blanking. But yeah. I'm JB Alvarez. I'm your host. I'm joined by my co-host,
Darian Reddick,
Gabriel Alvarez,
and yeah. Welcome to The Deep End.
You know what sucks about, like, doing this, like, 2 weeks ahead? We can't even ask each other how our holiday was, because our holiday hasn't happened yet.
No, it really hasn't. Okay, well, then let's ask this.
Okay.
What are we planning on doing for the holidays, then?
Nothing really. I have nothing planned for probably, honestly, crazy. I'm just going to take, like, you know, it's just the day off of work, so I'm just going to
You're not going to visit family or nothing?
If anything, for Christmas, I might go see, like, my mom and them. I know I told my auntie I'd go see her. Because, you know, RJ mama asked if I'd go see her.
Oh, so you should.
Yeah, so I might go over there to see them. But other than that, probably nothing. And then New Year's.
If you ain't doing nothing for New Year's, you're joining us. Straight up. Just I'm telling you that right now.
I was going to say, I'm probably not doing nothing.
Nine times out of ten, we're always together on New Year's.
True, true.
That's so most likely there's, you know, you're gonna go.
Okay.
You're gonna go.
Because, I mean, yeah, I don't have nothing planned for New Year's. I know I have to work New Year's Eve because I have to work Christmas Eve too. Mm-hmm. But my job, I'm going to be off. Like, we're closed Christmas Day and we're closed New Year's Day. So I'll have both of those days off.
Got it.
And then, yeah. So I would love to come for New Year's.
You should.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was just checking the calendar.
No, you're good. You're good. What about you, JB? What do you got planned?
I'm be honest, I never know. Everything with my family is always so last minute.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'll be with my parents. So
wherever they go.
Yeah, wherever they go, I go.
Felt that.
Yep. How about you, Gabe? You wanted to ask the question.
Well, I don't know.
Same answer as me, huh?
Not entirely. I mean, like, we usually, we just are together, you know, like, me and my immediate family, mm-hmm. you know. Every now and then, our uncles do come by. You know, JB comes by, visit, spends it with us, and all that. Just depending on how it is. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of excited for this Christmas because we're doing a Secret Santa, and the person mm-hmm. I got him a really good gift. So I'm just like really, I'm happy. I'm looking forward for them to see it.
Well, what cool. is it? You can say it now.
Well, yeah, it's a Carhartt hoodie, and so the person I got it for is my brother-in-law, and he's been wanting a work sweater, a work hoodie for the longest time, like because he's like stuff that he has before has been too cold, or he just isn't comfortable, and he's been asking my sister, he's like, I want this hoodie, I want something Carhartt specifically, and I was like, okay, and you know, Carhartt is specifically workwear, you know, like it's meant for that. It's tough, it's durable in that sense. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to look for one, and our limit was $55. That's the most we could spend. Our minimum was $25. I lucked out on finding one that was like $54.
Dang.
So I was like, I gotta get it.
Facts.
Yeah, so I got it, and I'm looking forward for him to see it, because apparently he's been wanting one for the longest time.
Right. So
it's funny. I was laughing over here, because I'm like, wait, who's his brother-in-law? I'm like, wait, is it him? But you only have one.
I only have one brother-in-law.
You only have one sister.
Yeah. Right.
The rest are my siblings.
I'm like, wait, it can't be her, because she's a girl.
Like, I caught on before it.
Yeah, that's saying something. Yeah, I had
you had a brain fart.
But the only reason I remember him, because remember I had bumped into both of them at the club that night.
Oh, that's true. You did.
Yeah. That's crazy. That night there was a shooting, apparently. There are two of them, right?
Yeah, like at that club, someone got shot. Apparently someone died. And then gay club, too.
Yeah.
They said that someone shot and died. And it's crazy because, like, you know, because I was out with Malcolm that night. And, like, me and Malcolm were at, like, the bar that we seen, like, you know, your sister and your brother-in-law.
Yeah.
And then we ended up going in line for the other club. But, like, it wasn't really moving. And it was about, like, 1 a.m. And, like, you know, like, downtown, the club's closed at, like, 2. So we was, like, and we were starting to get hungry. So we was, like, do we want to wait in line? Or do we want to get food? And we chose to get food. So we left. So
right.
We ended
up. You guys lucked out.
Yeah. So we ended up, like, not going there. But yeah. So
those are always like scary situations.
Father was on my side. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So
those are always like super scary situations.
Right.
Oh yeah, for sure. And like that could have been easily one of you guys. Yeah.
Right.
You know, so like,
cause like you never know, for real.
You really don't.
And like, with something like that, like, cause your life is just gone in a second, like. Facts, you think you're out just having fun, and then, like, next you know, someone gets to arguing, next you know, they get fighting, next you know, they bring out a gun, someone gets
especially
shot.
Especially if alcohol is involved.
Right.
Because a lot of people have, like, when they get tipsy, they're more likely to be more aggressive or just, like, you know.
Yeah. Right. And that was during AthFest, right?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't AthFest. It was, like, was it? No, I don't think so.
Because I know there's like some kind of event happening that night.
Let me see.
There had to have been, because my sister would not have gone if
you it know. Was for Halloween.
That's what it was.
It was Halloween weekend. Yeah, because Halloween was on a weekday, but we went out like that Saturday.
Yeah, of course they be purging, bro.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't like read up on like any of the articles or anything, so I hope whoever got killed got justice.
Right. I haven't read up on them either, but I was gonna tell y'all, speaking of that, recently in our city there was a murder suicide.
Oh really?
Yeah. So it was three people involved. It was a 26-year-old woman, a 20-year-old man, and then the other man was, I think, like 30 something. But pretty much the 26-year-old woman and then, like, the 30-year-old man, they used to date. And, like, they had, like, an abusive, like, relationship going on. And, like, I guess she ended up leaving him. And she was, like, with the 20-year-old. And, like, pretty much he, like, shot and killed her. Like he shot her, killed her. Like, she was dead on the scene. Then he shot the 20-year-old. The 20-year-old, like, went to the hospital. He was in critical condition. And he ended up passing away from his injuries. But then the dude that shot them, he ended up, like, taking his own life, like, after that.
That's tragic, man. That
yeah.
You can. There's no way of like there's no good way of like going about that, you know.
Right.
And it sucks that there are people out there who are hurt to the point where they want to cause hurt to other people in that sense, you know.
Right. Right.
I mean, a 20-year-old, that's young, bro. That is like. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, they were all young. Like, right. 30. Oh, this is,
Northside?
Oh.
Because it says Danielsville Road.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah, okay, okay. Then.
Let me actually click it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Because, yeah, Sandy Creek's right here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, cause and then yeah, Fowler Drive's like right down.
That is wild.
It's like yeah, it's literally a couple rows from Fowler Drive. It's literally right down the road.
Right, man. It really is.
Cause that was my old elementary school.
Dang, these people are young.
They like, were young.
26-year-old, 20 and 31.
Right.
Yeah, domestic relationship with the female. Dang.
And they were all I think they were all Hispanic.
Dang, yeah. So the female was dead on the scene. The 20-year-old male was transported to a local hospital where he then passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, that's so sad.
And then the dude that shot them, you know, he shot and killed himself.
Killed himself.
Man, I can't, what's it called? Like, I can't even imagine how the families are going through all this.
Right.
Like, imagine, you know,
like it's hard of like to fathom like what people like think in those situations like
right
I mean
even like families that don't even know what you're going through and stuff like that
right
like what if like that daughter never spoke up that she was like in a domestic relationship and stuff like that
and like that's like the first time they're hearing it and the first time they're hearing it is their daughter is dead right
facts
which right. which sucks man hearing that and I just honestly hope that the 20-year-old's family. Isn't blaming the girlfriend for that, you know?
Right.
Like,
since, like, he was pretty much, like, a bystander in this, since it really dealt with, like, those two.
Like, it wasn't her fault that he did that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And those people who think that it is her fault,
But at, like, at the end of the day, like, some people just have issues, you know? And it's, like, when you think you have the one and, like, when, like,
But that can't be an excuse.
That isn't an excuse. Like, it's not. Especially, like, with it being, like, a domestic, like, relationship.
Yeah.
You know? But it's just, like...
Yeah, you try to get into the head of the... Of what the person is thinking.
Right.
And then, but like, then it's, you can't, like, make up these reasons and stuff.
Right. But then it's, like... And this may sound, like, messed up what I'm about to say, but I think like this. But I feel like... You might gotta cut this out because I feel like I'm gonna get canceled. But anyways, okay.
JB, actually cut this out.
I feel like when it just comes to like gun violence and all that, if you're like, cause you know most of the time when people like sit there and like kill others, you know they take the cowardly way out and just kill themselves.
Most people do, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like if you were just going to kill yourself in the long run, why did you have to kill innocent people? Involved, you know what I'm saying?
How would that get you canceled?
Oh, okay. I thought it sounded bad to me. I don't know. It sounded bad to me. I don't know.
No, I think you're good. I mean, it makes sense. Like, why would you take another life?
Right. But when if you were just going to take your life to begin with.
Yeah.
And I feel
like, I was
what you call it? Trigger warning, because like technically this is about suicide.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you were just like. Just instead of, like, killing, like, taking another life, just take your own life. And, you know.
Or,
Yeah, I said that right?
Yeah, you
okay,
did.
Okay. I thought I said it the other way around. I was going to be like, oh, my God, look, no. but, yeah, man, I just feel like, why take an innocent life? Especially sometimes, like, children get involved. Like, you're killing facts. Children. Like,
yeah.
Just anybody, like, that had nothing to do with this. Like, why do you feel like you need to take their life? Now, this family is affected forever.
Yeah. Like, right. you're literally ruining lives by doing that.
Right. And then just for you to take your own life after you're done killing whoever you killed just does not sit right to me.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I mean, those are just, like, past, like, they're just, like, something's wrong.
Right.
Because, like, you're, like, in your head, you're like, man, I'm a, like, this is my way of getting revenge and stuff like that.
Right. But then it's like, instead of facing the consequences for doing this, mm-hmm. you're just going to kill yourself because they can't arrest a dead person. Mm-hmm. Like,
they can't. And also, we want to make it out that we're not condoning suicidal thoughts or any of that sort.
We're not. Yeah. We're not.
So, like, just keep that in mind. If anything, if you feel like you need help, just, like, talk to someone. Please.
Right. We're not condoning suicide on, like, a mental level. Like if you have, like, mental health issues, get the help you need.
Please
get the help you need. But it's, like...
But in this case,
when you're hurting innocent people, it's like, why, like, come on now. Mm-hmm. Like, why? But yes, if you have mental health issues, get the help you need. If you need to talk to somebody, we're here. We got y'all.
For real. Like, our DMs are open, like, literally.
Right, because we barely get them, so.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Someone had to say it.
Right, yeah, we barely get them, so we would love to get DMs from y'all. Don't get me wrong. Because who knows? Maybe one day we'll be like Rome and start streaming this stuff. Who knows?
Facts. Right.
Anyways, but, like, back to the more serious, like, thing for real. Like, yeah. Even him, like, may y'all rest in peace.
Right.
May y'all rest in peace. Mm-hmm. But
because at the end of the day, he didn't deserve that.
Right. Because, like, if he, right.
Like, even if he was, you know, I'm pretty sure, like, a lot of people won't agree with this, but even if he was that way, no one deserves to go out that way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Facts.
That's just how I see it.
Right.
Again, y'all can disagree with me if y'all want to, but that's just how it is. But, yeah, no, he did not deserve that in any sense. And I hate the fact that he was in a place where he was hurting that much.
Right.
Where he had to do something like that.
Right. But even then,
right.
though, even then, though, he was abusive.
But that's my point, though. Like, I don't condone what he did.
Yeah, I don't condone what he did either.
But I hate, like, the fact that happened, though.
Yeah, and that he had to go out that way. And that they had to go out that way. Especially with them all being so young.
Yeah.
Because... You're about to be 20. Like you see, yeah. you see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
like we're 22. Like that guy is in our age range for real. Age range.
Yeah. Like, and it hits harder.
It really does. Yeah. Cause you remember, a few months ago, you know, we lost a classmate, you know, cause he went to school with us and he was in our grade and all that.
Yeah.
So it's like, when you see that young people are dying, when you see young people, like, are getting killed, it does hit hard. Especially, like, if it's your classmate, you went to school with them. It's like, mm-hmm. dang, like, we were just, like, kicking it back in high school.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and it's like, you're already gone, you know?
Yeah. It's sad to think about and stuff like that.
Right. But anyways,
yeah, we kind of took a little dark tone.
We got dark for a second. And it's supposed to be New Year's episode. We're supposed to be happy. But look, like, but we can, like, segue back into the New Year's topics by, like, you know, New Year, like, New Year, new us, you know, just, you know.
So originally for this episode, we had a different plan. We're going to go with a more of a, well, you guys will see in the future episode at some point, whenever we decide to do it. Because I still really want to go through it, and I think it'll be a fun idea.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But we were going to go with a different idea in a different, literally complete different episode mode. But since we're not doing that, I want to react, not to the whole episode, but just to the part where we set our New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
Our last year's episode.
Okay.
If y'all don't mind.
So that was, like, what, episode 5?
That was pretty early.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, we're all gonna be in one camera. It's literally gonna be the camera that was, like, right there.
Oh, that's dude, right.
It's gonna be terrible quality. I already know. By the way, if you guys haven't checked out, check out our podcast. It's our podcast YouTube channel. Yep. the at TD3 podcast. If you guys want to check that out,
you just put it on the search bar and you'll see it.
I could just go here because it's really early.
There it is.
Oh my God! Look. Nice. Oh man, I already know the audio is gonna be terrible on it.
Oh no.
It's okay. We've grown though.
We've grown. We've grown. All right.
We've grown. You missed one episode.
You did. All right.
Yeah, you did. You did miss that episode.
Oh yeah, I had work.
So, for this week. So it's not like, at least I made mine really broad. So
right.
If someone takes it, we can't really take it again, I guess.
That's right.
That makes sense. Yeah. So we're still going to treat it like a draft. Like, we're going to have our list, and the rule still follows. If someone said something that you might have put, you can't use it.
And I'm sorry. I have let y'all down. I officially have a loss now for the drafts.
Oh, I never even
paused. Oh, yeah. Pause. Oh, yeah. Because I won. That's right. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
This was the fifth episode.
Yeah, This is only the fifth episode.
And, because, you know, he was catching his little doves in a little minute. But then I started winning. Period. And I won. Because, you know, we don't do them no more, but I won. Thank y'all for voting for me. I want to thank my mom. I want to thank my dad. I want to thank just my ability to make good drafts for the most part.
All right.
Thank you.
Mute him.
I really, really thought we were going to go 50-0, and this time I deeply apologize.
Well, I did say I was going to win.
Wait, so JB has his little army of followers. What is your... If you won!
Do I even have fans?
Clearly, if you won.
That was a really close race, though.
Yeah.
I feel like that was closer than it needed to be.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you kind of...
See, people, it was the... Like, you know, I was cornflakes, so.
Yeah, that's facts. All right.
What's the order? We didn't do rock, paper, scissors.
We didn't do rock, paper, scissors. Right now.
I get first again?
Well, here's your rock, second.
Oh, let go.
Oh, my God.
First, second, third. Ball-headed nerd. Ball-headed. And you a nerd.
And he's big-headed.
Excuse me.
And he's headed. Headed nowhere.
What?
Yeah. Headed to the grave. All right.
Oh, right. We goofy this episode.
I wonder why.
Anyways.
Wait, did JB also do it?
No.
No.
Okay. All right, so I get to go first?
Yes.
And I'm the one that's not prepared, so interesting.
We said it at the same time, so I don't know if you heard that.
Como estas?
My number one New Year's resolution is to have a better, a healthier lifestyle.
That's good, yeah.
Like healthy, like food wise and like gym wise.
Like healthier, cause y'all know I'm a diabetic, so it's like healthier, okay, so like body wise, but also like mental wise too.
Okay.
I was gonna say, do you guys want to go through like each one?
I think so.
All right, so. Healthier lifestyle, Darion. Do you think you have achieved that?
No.
No?
It depends. I mean, physical-wise, I'm still big. I'm still sure that. Maybe I'll slow it. I don't know.
I was going to say, from at this point, if you could put yourself back into this little Darion, do you think... You're healthier now than you were then.
Mentally, you can count. You said healthy mentally and physically.
I guess so. Mentally, yeah. You know, I'm chilling. Not really like going through any struggles. Physical. I mean, I went to the gym yesterday, so. I guess so.
Let's go.
Spit it to nothing.
Yeah. What else is it? Healthy? I mean, physical, mental. Is that it?
I mean, I don't know what else.
Okay, I guess so. I guess I achieved. Well, not achieved, but I guess I did something with it.
Okay.
to have a better mindset.
That's good. That's good. All right. I don't know if this counts into like. I guess it does, because mine's a little bit more specific. Mine is I want to go to the gym a lot more often, because as Darion said, I want to also have that healthy mindset. But it's mainly to the gym is where I need to go.
Okay.
Gabriel.
Yeah. I'd say, yeah, I went to the gym more often than I did last that year.
How many times did you go that year?
None.
Yeah, how many times did you go this year?
You did go.
Four.
You did go, like, last year.
Hardly any.
I thought we went at least one time last year.
Oh, yeah, because wasn't this the time when we went with Neasy?
Yeah.
When we would go all the time with Neasy? Well, not all the time, but, like, we went that one time with Neasy.
Yeah, but even then it wasn't that consistent.
Right.
I think honestly, out of the whole entire group, probably went around like. Probably around the same time we went this year. or I went this year. 3 to 4.
Well.
Which isn't good at all. But we're changing that.
Right, but you said for your physical state, do you think you are better now than you were then?
Yes and no. So yes, because I started to learn more about like being okay with food again and healthy habits and healthy eating. So I've been a little bit more into that than I was then. But also at the same time, no, because I didn't really make any progress of going down. If any, well, actually, no, I did. Because I think this was when I first started to really try and lose weight in a different way. So, yeah.
Okay.
I feel like because of that, and, you know, I also started working again.
And that requires a lot of physical.
Yeah, and that helps, you know, it really does. I felt good.
Because you get to move and everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, cool.
It's about to take a turn.
See, I feel like we all, like, started in that direction for our first one, because mine was be the best me.
Because you had the basic-ass answers.
But he won the draft.
He did win the draft.
Remember that. So don't clown on him.
No,
don't clown on him.
He won the draft. Yeah, but it's like.
Don't. Nah.
Hey. A win's a win. Wait.
No.
Damn.
Stop.
A win's a win. But to reflect on that, I think I did live like a better version of myself. I don't think it was the best me, but I think it was better than that JB. I think that JB was going through it.
That, yeah.
I think this JB is a lot better than that one.
I can agree. I can agree.
Yeah.
I can. I won't
give a reason is later on in the episode.
You'll find out.
With, oh my god, this is like one of my favorite TikToks too.
Oh, this is the one that I got made fun of.
For what?
Oh, it is!
For no chin!
Alright.
Still don't got one.
That's what it's about though. It really is.
Yeah.
You say that because that's basic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look.
Really? Come on.
Alright, real talk. As basic as that is like one of the most important things we could ever work on.
That is true.
Being yourself, you know, that's a lot of people get lost in that kind of stuff. I know I was lost for a long time, and I'm pretty sure you were.
Oh, I was. I was talking about that today.
So it's very important, but that is basic as hell. But it's good.
You're giving Starbucks, girl. You're giving one of those.
I bought a Starbucks gift card. That's for something else.
Oh, heck.
That's funny. That's going to be a TikTok. Gabe ranting at me. And me just.
When did I rant at you?
You just did.
That's not a rant.
But you didn't get it.
I never once said that.
He was trying.
Yeah, that.
He were trying.
He never takes my advice, so.
Okay.
I have a healthier lifestyle.
Yes, I have a healthier lifestyle.
Okay. I literally just had it.
I don't know. That's kind of why we're doing the draft. Man, y'all love me.
I'm trying to say something about work, but it's like, I don't...
Don't quit?
I'm still there.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not going to quit for real. I told y'all I wouldn't quit.
Okay.
I want to have I'm going to say a better relationship. Not a better relationship with my job, because we got a good relationship, but I want to have a better work environment. There we go.
Okay.
There we go. That's how I'm going to word it. I want to have a better work environment.
Okay. All right.
So, you think you had a better work environment?
Back then, where we was at, yes. Like back then, how I was doing. Yes, because I have not got out late. Because I remember I would get out late.
That's right.
So I have not gotten out late. Since the holidays, I can't even tell you the last time I got out of work late. And I haven't got out late, period, since the holidays. And we've had a couple bad days at work. So I will say yes. I feel like my distinct coworkers, I have a pretty good bond with like my coworkers that I work with. Like depending on the day of the week, I know who I'm working with.
Cool.
I sit there and tell y'all about one specific coworker. But besides that specific coworker, everybody else is cool that I work with. So I'll say yeah.
Bet.
All right. I haven't. When was the last time I thought about quitting? Last Thursday. Last Thursday, because we had a bad day. It was just me and that one person. Because we had two calls that day, and we didn't have another person come in until like five. But I didn't get it done. I went to my lunch, I took my lunch at like 6, maybe a little bit after 6. I came back from lunch, we still had work to do. When our thing stops at 6 o'clock, because when it says 6 o'clock, when the door has to be due by 6, it's really a 7 o'clock order. But that's just when we have to be done picking.
But yeah, I have a better work environment because I let people work, and I haven't really wanted to quit besides one day. All right, there you go. It's a good one. Mine is, I gotta save money. I gotta be better at saving. Oh, dad. No, you facts. Right there. That all of you. That's all of you, bud.
Oh, he might take it this week just because of that right there. He might take it in the draft. Because of that. Because of saving money. Because everybody wants to save money.
Yeah, you know, like, that's been one of my biggest problems. You know, I've been so impulsively at buying things, even though I don't want it. I want it, like, in a month, but later on, I'm like, why did I even buy it in the first place?
Yeah, right.
You know, it's like one of those impulse buys. And every single time I'm feeling like that, I'm starting doing this recently. I told you, it was like, JB, convince me not to get this freaking thing, because I convince me.
The sweat.
Really,
all of us.
I mean, we're all terrible. I'm terrible at spending.
I'm actually a lot better than what I was then.
I just dropped 100 today, but all right.
Yeah, I did, but that's it for me. Like, I ain't spending that much stuff next. The only thing I spend is food, because I need to buy lunch, and that's it.
That's fair.
I don't buy anything from Amazon anymore. I don't really buy games. I don't really game that often. And when I do, I try to, but...
Other than the PS5.
I'm paying that off. I didn't pay for that, like, on
one. Right. No, I'm just saying, like...
Yeah. And then when it comes to clothes, I usually just buy stuff that I need. You know, a lot of the stuff since I got bigger, a lot of the stuff that I had before didn't really fit me. So I had to get more like a size up. Same thing with jeans. You know, I had old jeans that don't fit me. So I have to get new ones. So I've been a lot better. We were at the store today. I was looking at things, but I didn't want to get anything.
That's true. That's the first time I've seen Gabe, like, walk out of the store without anything.
You're not great, but you make progress.
So he has this thing. It's called, on Twitch, you can gift a sub, and the sub pretty much gives you access to ad videos and stuff like that, and more free will.
Yeah, you gave me something like that.
I also gifted 99 other people that.
How much is it?
It's only five bucks.
Each?
Yeah.
And you gifted 99 people?
Mine is you.
Wait!
I'm just waiting for their reaction.
So five times.
You spent about $400, $500 something.
$500. And it's funny because that's in the span since August.
Okay, well that ain't bad. That's not a big reason why I'm broke though. That's a big reason because you keep on giving. Anyways, this wasn't even about me.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's an impulse thought.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Cause I know what you were saying.
And we never did.
We never did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if this relates to my first one. But
What was she saying we never did?
Something. Okay. Yeah. And we never did. When we were gonna go out Black Friday shopping, but
I don't like it because it's so corny. Like all of my, they're so corny. They're like so basic. Let's hear it. Focus on myself.
So did you focus on yourself?
I mean, because of your next resolution, because you were able to know your worst. So, this next one's great. Honestly, I think from this point, I think, yeah. Come on, I knew you was gonna put that. I thought you might take it for real. Let me not put that out there.
I'm trying to make it 248 too.
What's your third?
Why are you checking your phone like you have it on your phone? You ain't got it.
I'm writing my, like, the ones.
Okay, try to come for me for real.
I know you writing, but I was actually trying to remember it this time. My number three. I want to have better time management. I want to have better time management. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Coming from someone that used to be almost an hour late to work, you're good. I'm great. I can get to work at 11:45.
He gets to work early.
I get to work at 11:45 because I have 9 minute grace period. clock in at 51, leave at 21, that's my rule. Especially because they got on to us and canceled our game, so I dip at like 8:21. They're not saying that the whole time, but I know once they do New Year here, they're going to be like, no overtime. So if I clock in at this time, I got to clock out at this time. That makes sense. So I'm just saying, I've gotten better. I feel like when we're hanging out, I don't take too long. Sometimes it depends, but I know like
I was a little bit tired, I know, like, once I knew New Year here, they're gonna be like, no overtime. So if I clock in at this time, I gotta clock out at this time. That makes sense. So I'm just saying, for a little bit of context, whenever because we record this when I get off of work.
And usually I get off work around five, and with traffic I'll get home like around 5:30 to 6.
So it takes me a little bit to actually like get ready. By the time we actually start recording, it's honestly like around this time anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm usually the one who's late, everybody else is ready. JB's ready, Darian's ready, but I'm the one who's like taking a little bit too long. This time though, I got home, I showered, and I was ready by six.
I said, yeah, that's a mean word. It's very sorry, oh, well, it's a lot better though. All right, what was the time management? I think all of us have definitely been better. No, I suck, but I definitely did better. Thanks, I try, I really do try.
Cause y'all know me, cause y'all know me, like me taking a shower, bro, it's just, man, like literally me taking a shower, a year later, okay, I'm finna go take a shower. And then I find something else to do, or something distracts me, and I'm just okay. I'm gonna do this, then I'm gonna go take a shower. I eventually take the shower, but it's like I wasted like 20 minutes for 23.
This is so true.
I remember that. Because this is the time when you picked up on me.
Yeah, this is like a little prior. This is after telling that.
And we would just be like, bro, we have to shower, we have to get to this place at this time. And we just be on our phones, and we'd be like, oh, it's like 20 minutes past. That one time we took a nap, though. Oh my God, it was like a five hour nap, bro.
Wasn't that the day I took a nap?
It was.
Because I remember, I don't think I slept that night.
Yeah.
We ended up falling asleep. No, I remember that. I honestly,
I thought y'all were pissed off at me. Because both of y'all didn't answer for nothing. No, we were asleep. We just ended up falling asleep.
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember, what did we do that day? Because I know we went out.
You guys had IHOP for breakfast.
No, I got IHOP that day.
We might have.
I can check.
Cause I know I caught out that day.
You did, or you probably just didn't get short.
No, I caught out.
Oh, it was the 2000.
I caught out in the car. I'm like, I don't feel so good today.
No, damn. I just got a call out member to put in my information.
Even at my previous job, I had to call them. Oh, no, right.
My previous job, I could just text it. So that was a lot better. Last job I had that I actually called out of, when I was at Kroger, was Home Depot. I didn't call out a Home Depot. I just don't know. I was there for like a month. Were you? It was public this week. It was public. I was like, me job was insane, bro. But that pissed me off too.
I know, but I've been back.
I've been back at Sam's for over a year now. So I don't plan on leaving at any point. Well, I was, but like, even then though, I mean, I have at least been there for April. So I mean, and even then, you know, but even then, like, I'm gonna be there 2025. Literally, Sam's Club is 10 minutes from my house. I make good money. I mean.
My job's not hard, so it's same schedule every week, same two days off every week. I can plan accordingly.
It's literally what else for me, bro. So, if they just don't piss me off.
Because you know, if they piss me off real bad, I will leave.
Facts.
Because I've left a couple times. I remember that one time. I had left, and they thought I was going to quit again, but I came back because I was off the next day, and then the next day I had to go back to work.
Oh, I remember this, yeah.
Yeah, because it was like, because they pissed me off because I was by myself. It was a Monday, and I left at like 4. Mm. And that's how I know I was pissed. That's only halfway into my shift.
Okay.
All right, mine is also like a little bit maybe basic, horny. I want to try to step out of my comfort zone. You know, please. I've been... that little thing. I went to that little thing I did.
Mm.
What was this one, though? I don't remember this one.
Step out of your comfort zone.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh!
I think so.
Yeah.
And, I've been the type of person who's just, like, still, like, into my, like...
Yeah, step out of your comfort zone.
Okay.
How do you feel you did?
Good.
I feel like you did. I've seen you do different stuff.
No, I've stepped out of my comfort zone for sure. I changed up my style, how I dress somewhat.
Uh-huh.
Not only that, I'm more extroverted. I don't get like a what's it called?
Yeah.
Scared straight in some way. Like if I need to talk to someone, I'll talk to you. That's it, you know.
Yep. He orders for us.
I do. I've been getting better at calls, trying to interact with people. I think I did good getting out of my comfort zone, man.
Okay, I believe you.
I'll give you that. Yeah.
I think you have done well. All right. This next one. Oh, great.
Still like stuck in my with certain things on my.
Yeah, no, I understand. I feel like in my life it's like.
Yeah. Did you just make yourself laugh by saying right?
Oh my gosh.
Right.
Okay. So, I'm gonna say this one. and then you're gonna say your three. We're not gonna talk about it, okay?
You mean my four?
your four.
Are we not, like, we gonna talk about it or no?
No, not at all.
Okay.
It's just a direct message. Move on.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay,
dang. I didn't even notice.
All right, I felt that. Go.
Right. Yeah.
Not the thing. It took me a minute to catch on.
This is my favorite part.
Okay. What'd I say?
About that thing.
No, what was his
voice? About that thing.
Or did I not catch on? I forgot.
I took a move past it.
Yeah.
So the thing was to move on.
Did you?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Round of applause.
1,000%.
Not because.
Oh damn!
That is still wild.
Yeah, it was
is wild. That's actually wild as fuck.
It was a crazy situation. Yeah.
Like why? Like just to not be at work.
Yeah,
that is wild. Yeah.
Like, just to not be here.
That.
Come on, no.
I don't know if she listens. I don't know if she watches. I don't give a fuck. Dude, I saw that she liked. I think she liked their story today.
She liked some today. I saw her name pop up.
Yeah, like, damn. I haven't seen that name in a while.
Right. That's how they get back in there. They started liking your stuff.
And I was on a voice call with some of the Discord guys.
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, my God. I haven't seen that in a while. They're like, what name? I'm like, oh, it's the girl that told me to kill myself. They're like, huh? I'm like, oh, yeah.
Did you give them context?
No.
Oh.
Whoops.
Are you going to give them context?
Maybe, if they ask.
They didn't ask?
No, they just said, huh? Like, what did you say? And I think someone just changed the topic. Oh, well.
Interesting.
Wow, how would you change a topic like that? I don't really want to know.
Right?
You know?
I would want to know too.
I would have been told, like, look, bro, shut up. What?
Right? What did you say?
Like,
What did he say?
Nah, man, because every now and then, whenever I see that name pop up, that's the first thing I think of is that given situation.
It's all you can think about.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, that's literally the last time we talked.
And bro, we were at a graduation too.
We were at a graduation.
That was like, I don't know.
I'm just like, damn.
We were. I forgot about that.
About that?
No, I remember because like you guys were talking because like.
Wait, so when was this? This was May?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Because
why did I think it was like February?
Because remember, Brittany graduated.
Yeah, we went to see her grad.
Yeah. Why did I think this was February? I don't know. I'm like, damn. I've been. Like, it was just, like, those first 2 months, and then I was over her. But, like, it was more than that.
Oh, it was a while.
Yeah.
But you were, like, getting into that phase where you, like, just didn't give a shit.
Right.
And eventually that happened, you're like, all right.
That does it. That's crazy. It took that to stop me.
Fun.
Darian. That's it.
I'm sorry, I was confused.
Hold on, this rings back the what is like, what you looking at, Darian? What you looking at?
What you looking at? What was I looking at?
I don't know.
I said, oh,
the numbers. Oh,
yeah. You're really. I'm like, bro.
What you looking for, Darian?
Yeah, man, these TikToks were prime. It was shit quality, but these TikToks were so.
But it's always the low quality ones.
The quality trash.
The content.
I meant the quality. Wait, what did I say? Quality or comedy?
Quality.
Okay, the quality trash. The humor peak.
Facts.
We gotta do that again. We gotta start making more.
Yeah.
We've been a little inactive.
Okay.
It's okay.
I'll do more. I swear I'll get better. I'm in my editing phase right now. I'm gonna lock in.
You gotta peak game and lock in.
3 months later.
Guys, fuck this shit, man.
Guys, but you also learned how to do TikToks. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got demoted from that.
Really?
Yeah.
Just like when he demoted me from sitting over there.
Pretty much.
He literally was just like, I want to sit back over here. Bro. I'm like, I really forgot how to do that. I don't know how to do that.
Bro said.
And this like you're going to like just like mysteriously like not be here for something. And then it's like, I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to forget everything. Because it's been so long.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That is so true, though. Nah, man, because, like, bro was like, man, you're not posting enough. That's it. He didn't even tell me anything. He just took over. He's like, okay.
Well, I thought, yeah.
That's okay.
Someone had a post. Now I'm not posting enough.
You're not posting at all.
You want to take over again?
No.
Oh.
I'll help you out, but I don't want to take over. Damn.
He said, no, quit.
He said, fuck no.
I'll help you out for sure, but I won't take over.
All right.
My bad, gang. No, you're good, bro.
You're good, gang. Gang.
I'm just saying, I didn't know, and he's just over here, like, Darion, I didn't know, I was confused.
You're gaslighting me, bro. You're really gaslighting me.
I'm still stuck on
you. You gaslighting the fuck out of me.
No, man. this part's so fucking good.
It's okay, just move on. I can't move on. I'm still stuck on, me too?
Look at us, bro. We were so happy.
What happened to us? What did I say I'm stuck on?
Like, the fact that, like, you couldn't, like, process what he was saying.
How does that mean gaslighting you? I was speaking literally what just happened.
You gaslighted him.
That is not gaslighting.
You're like, Darion, this is how you said it. It was your tone.
Your tone.
That's more accusing than it is gaslighting.
No.
Alright, let's continue this.
So number four.
Alright.
I don't have. Look.
I fucking hate my time.
This is a personal goal for
me. Yeah, but now.
Okay. I wanna get my license and buy a car.
Oh. I like
yes,
that one.
Well, didn't get a license and buy a car. But
new year, new Darion, new year, new me. We'll see.
But I mean, you did have more driving lessons.
I did.
You are more confident behind the wheel, I would hope.
I am.
Yeah.
More confident than I was before.
Once I get my car fixed, we'll definitely do that more.
So maybe this year. Maybe this year.
You have James Truck too.
I think he elaborated. He didn't want me to drive his truck, so. He was like, he's not.
What more can you do than what he already did?
Right, you hit a fucking deer.
The deer hit me! The you deer! You hit a car.
You did hit a car. You hit a fucking deer.
No, I didn't. It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't, man. When you fucking hit that one day when we were going to the studio.
Shut up.
That's your scariest part.
I spelled license correctly. I'm
gonna do it.
What you mean? I see JB like once or twice.
You see him more than I do.
JB, when the last time you came out of my house besides today? And the other day to pick me up when we had to record with Malcolm.
It's been a minute, bud.
Exactly!
We don't DoorDash anymore. He got a job, I got a job.
Exactly.
I got a job, he don't got a job. Oh, I was working at Belk.
Yeah. You literally said that.
I forget. My bad.
Gang.
Yeah. Alright, my other one. My four is be more social.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be more social.
There we go.
You are more social. Nice.
Here we go. Can't do that one.
Nah, because, like, actually the other day, and, like, hold on. It,
didn't work out at all.
You did.
I was.
If you want to hear these stories, you can go listen to the. You can go watch or listen to the episode.
Episode 5.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, I literally saw
me and Darion. We have not heard this story.
All right,
we gonna get into that later.
Wait, I don't know what story it was.
About the girl.
Oh, yeah. That's a crazy story.
I'm not confident
enough
to.
You was about to go to jail. You was about to catch case.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't gonna go through with it, bro.
I know, but like, if you did, you would have.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But I didn't, because I know better.
Right. Your friend doesn't. your friend was kind of blind.
No, he didn't notice, though, that's the thing. Well, there's a difference. You know, it's something like knowing and then going for it. No, he just didn't notice.
Right.
Well, it's a team. Game is.
I genuinely am. I don't.
You haven't found your hobby yet.
Which is why I'm saying stepping out of my comfort zone.
Exactly. Yeah, but like.
I have my music.
Horror. You're just like. Hey, yo! you had a little more the other day.
Oh my god.
Hey, yo, what did I say?
Context?
A little more bleep is crazy.
Yo!
Me too.
Yeah. Hey yo! Me too.
Yeah, a little more.
All right, back up.
This is my hobby.
Well, I mean, technically, this is all of our hobbies.
Yeah, but like this.
This is like this yeah, that stuff. Specifically. You have your music.
This is my hobby.
Right. I have my music. You know,
and then. We go to you and you're just like covered by a lot of stuff right now.
Right. Cut this out. I have.
No! Damn, I'm so lost.
What does it say?
I don't know.
I guess we'll never know. That's crazy.
We'll let that slide.
The op 4 will be.
How about be more confident?
Uh-huh. The fact that you made it for me.
Be more confident.
I wasn't even confident.
I didn't know this was making my list. I didn't know y'all were making my list.
I'm just saying.
I didn't say nothing.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, dang.
But he trying to get out here.
More confident.
Have you?
Maybe I think so. I think, like... Well, I'm in public places and I have to talk to someone. I think I'm more confident to go talk to that person than I would have been back then.
Not just that, but it's just like with anything else, you're more confident in your skills to do something. It's just and how you are social too, you know.
That's true. I feel like back then I was more like doubting my skills than how I would have right now. So, okay.
Why would you look at me, Dave? Could you look dead at me for no reason, Gabe?
That's fair.
Right, just move on. Just move on.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
Right, go.
Okay, my number five.
Let's see.
I want to drop some music.
You already. Oh, wait.
Music.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I did drop music. I just dropped a song, actually. I was talking to my coworker about that the other day. Because she followed me on Instagram.
I was just telling her about this shit.
Cause she was like, didn't you just drop a song? I was like, yeah. And she was like, I feel like I didn't see you saying that, but I was like, you know, I was posting about the first couple of days, but I low-key forgot. And I was like, okay.
Sorry. I was looking at the Discord.
They were talking about the shoe. That's one of the... Apparently, Ron wants to see the video. I hope he does. That's such a funny video.
I'm assuming that's what it is, because this person added the person that was involved in it. Right. Sorry, I didn't mean to drop a song.
I dropped like four this year.
You did. And honestly, that's a big thing, girl. Honestly.
Did I miss a chapter? When did you drop four songs?
Booty, Pressure, FNF, and Just a Munch.
I'm tripping.
Because I dropped Booty in January. I dropped Pressure in like March.
I just dropped FNF in like May, and then I dropped the 15th. I thought they really didn't drop anything. Honestly, this year felt like that, but not gonna lie. I think it's just because he had lots of talks about dropping an album or dropping an EP or something like that, but it didn't come in. But it's okay. We'll get there.
We're gonna get there eventually.
I'm excited for it.
Facts. Let's continue.
It's a good one. I like that.
Is it messed up? I need to fix my sleep schedule. I need to get to work on time. I need to wake up early enough to do this. I wake up at 8 o'clock, and I don't even get to the job site until like 9.
Okay. Sleep schedule?
A lot better.
Really?
Yes. Actually.
I mean, there are times where it's a lot worse, but it's been better.
Yeah.
Instead of waking up at 8 o'clock, I'm actually waking up at 7, 7:30. Sometimes 6 if I really need to. Sometimes I see you wake up. Yeah. You do. This is not about me, though. Anyway, you're right. And I still get to work at 9, but that's because that's when we start. Facts. Especially now that it's colder. But yeah, no. Sleep schedule's
good. I bet.
When are you supposed to start working?
And that's the time we all... No, I don't.
One night.
Really, really too.
And what time you have to wake up in the morning?
I would have got like...
It was. Move the podcast somewhere else. Honestly, my number five has to do with the podcast. I want to move the podcast somewhere else for the next season.
We moved. 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 We moved the ocean.
Cut off, by the way. But now we want to do something where we say some New Year's resolutions for us. You want to set for 2024.
2024.
Yeah. Big year. Big year. Let's make it a big year, guys.
Hopefully, man. Like, I want our podcast to be like,
let's get a big
out. I know. I know. I'm really grateful for that, too.
Oh, God. I hope you liked it. I don't know if he's going to stream tonight. But yeah, so let's all just come up with three. Three New Year's resolutions that you guys would want to accomplish in 2024.
Who do you
want to
go first?
I was telling this to Nazira, definitely work on my spending habits and definitely actually, like save my money for real. I actually get better with my money. Because I was telling Nazira, because, you know, my job technically pays 2 weeks. But, like, we have an app where you can get paid weekly. I told Nacho I'm going to challenge myself to actually, like, wait out the 2 weeks to just get a full check.
Yeah.
So that's like, one thing I'm going to really work on. Just, you know, work on getting better with, like, my money, like, budgeting my money. And, like, just, yeah, just being better financially since, like, I'm 22. I need to actually start, like, getting right and stuff. So,
yeah.
And we can do the same thing. We'll go, like, in order. So, you'll be next. But shoot. I like yours.
Yours is good, man.
Thanks.
I guess my first one I want to say. Just getting in shape. You know, it don't matter. I'm not expecting myself to be jacked. You know, I'm not expecting myself to be ripped in any way or shredded. I just, if I can go down a couple sizes and just look slim, I'll be happy. My New Year's resolution is just to slim down.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, I like that. I would have said the same thing, like going to the gym, doing something with my life, like getting healthier.
Mm-hmm.
But I will let you have that one. another big thing that I want to do is I just want to start traveling.
Like, yeah, that's a big thing.
I agree with you. Get the money up, but at the same time, I want to live my life. Like, because I'm gonna be 20. Yeah, I'm not 21. I'm not old enough to drink and all that stuff. But like, I still really want to see like these cool experiences before I have to deal with adulthood and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Even though I'm already kind of dealing with it, but actually like doing taxes and like.
Oh,
all that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely want to live my life before it gets serious.
About that.
Hopefully it doesn't anytime soon, but yeah.
This is a good one.
To you, sir.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, I'm still trying to order, my bad.
You're good.
So do better with my money. Honestly, I think for 2024, I want to have like a better like mindset when it comes to things. Like, I know like I claim I can be optimistic, but I feel like I can be pessimistic at times, and I feel like I genuinely want to be like a more optimistic, more uplifting person. I feel like, cause I know I have, when I say certain things, I know I can manifest. So I have like, you know, the law of attraction shit like attracts to me based on like what I say, and so that's why I want to be like more positive. I feel like I could do more, and like probably manifest like more good things than bad things, if that makes sense. Yeah. And just want to have like a better like. Just a better like spiritual like type of deal, like deal with myself, and yeah.
That's fair.
That's honestly a good.
Yeah, I like that response.
That one's good.
Gabriel.
It's similar in a sense when it comes to spirituality because I just want to better my faith with God. I want to better my relationship with him. That is my number two.
I was gonna say yeah. That's a really good one. Like pretty much have the strongest bond with God that you can have,
yeah, or at least attempt to. You know, or stronger than what I have right now. I just want to be able to actually have more of a relationship with him than what I do now, and be a little bit more on top of my things. You know what I gotta do.
Facts.
Okay. It's the buttermilk ranch.
Yeah, sure. Okay. I think they also have like a jalapeno ranch, but I'll take the buttermilk one. That's fine.
Okay, like you want buttermilk or jalapeno? Yeah.
I'll do the buttermilk.
Okay.
No, I really like that. I respect that a lot. What was the only thing? Oh, this is really big for me because I really like. I feel like I've lately been catching myself doing this a lot, but I want to stop being. More of a jealous type of person, because I feel like I get really jealous of like other people's, like what they have and stuff like that. Yeah. And not even because like I feel like the first thing that comes with when you say jealous is like relationship or stuff like that, but it's like not even that, like not even like a relationship, not even like it's dealing with like love and stuff, just like, wow, like you have this really cool thing and I really want that too. Mm-hmm. So instead of like actually working for it, I'm just like, I just sit there and I just pout and I'm like, damn, I really wish I had that.
Yeah, I get you.
So I want to get better at that, and I want to actually like
work for it
/ like stop making myself feel like that, and like stop comparing myself to other people.
What all did you want on your burger?
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah,
I'll do everything as well.
Nah, man, that's a big thing right there, because that is a big self improvement.
Yeah, I feel like if I were to say to focus on myself again, I feel like that would be the main focus. Mm-hmm. I feel like that would be like the main thing that I would do. The main thing that I could change. Okay. Yeah, I feel like that would be like the number one thing that I could do to improve myself, to focus on myself.
Yeah, and I relate to you in that sense, because like I've been like that. Not recently, but I've been in your shoes in that sense, where I've just been very envious of people. Like where I'm like, oh man, like you get to travel. I want to do that. You know? Yeah. And then I just sit there and not do anything.
Right.
Or I'm like, I want to look like how you look like, and just not work for it. You know? It's the same thing in that sense. But it's a really big thing. It's a good thing working on that. You learn to like not really care too much in a sense, because their life is your mirrors.
Facts.
Once you separate that sense of reality, is like how they're living, it's not the same as mine.
Yeah.
You know.
But then I'm also like stubborn. I'm like, ah, fuck that shit.
Yeah. You are.
Yeah.
Right, but it'd be like that.
Oh yeah, you.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. Honestly, get more tattoos and leave it at that. Cool.
All right.
Get more tattoos.
That's not a bad one.
Cause.
Do you have any ideas?
Yeah, actually. Like here, about right here, I want to get like a Pikachu like tattooed on me. But like a Pikachu with like Ash's hat, but like a specific Ash hat. Mm. So like, yeah. But he's supposed to be posed like. He's supposed to be posed like this.
Mm.
But like, I didn't want that hat. I wanted a different hat.
Right.
From like a different like anime.
Generation. Did you want it? You want to like flip forward, or you want it still backwards?
What you mean? The hat?
Yeah, the hat.
Oh, yeah, I still wanted it, like, forward. Because the hat's forward.
Oh, I'm tripping. Oh, I thought his ear was the thing.
Oh, nah. His ear is just, like, down because he's wearing the hat.
Yeah.
Right? How y'all feel about crystals?
Damn, I haven't been there. I'm, like, all fat.
Man. When last time I ate there? I ate there, like, a couple months ago.
Did I try to go?
And it was straight.
It was
straight. Like,
oh, it'd be hidden.
It do be hidden. I had DoorDash crystals one night, because it's one of the places that be open late. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
And not many people go.
Shit, I'm down.
Shit. I'm down. And then they're cheaper than Whataburger, so.
Yeah. I think you can do a pickup. I was looking at it.
Do they have an app? They probably do got an app.
They have it on DoorDash. So I don't know how that is.
Okay. You can go with yours.
All right. This is the last one, right?
Yeah, it's the last one.
Oh, no, they can push that out.
Oh, sure. I think for me, so I said slimming down, face with God. Relationship with God.
We're doing Prince Avenue?
Yeah, I think that's the closest.
And then would you like to pick an in-restaurant or drive-thru?
You just pick a drive-thru. Okay. I feel like for me, a good third one is to add something. Man, it's hard.
Do you want me to come back to you?
Come back to me.
All right. I was going to say mine. I really just want to just start doing more content. Like, whatever it is. If it's here, if it's by myself, if it's TikTok, if it's streaming, whatever it is, I just really want to pursue that. Because overall, I think that's what I want to do with my life.
Felt that.
Like, if it's not college, which, oh my God, college is terrible. If it's not college, then I definitely want to pursue social media and definitely get into that space.
Yeah. I feel you.
Even though it's such a toxic environment, I'd rather do that than work a 9-to-5.
It's not fine.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not, but... Yeah.
Especially coming from someone, I only work like an actual 9-to-5. I work like a 12-to-8 for real.
Technically, I don't work a 9-to-5 either. Sometimes work a 9-to-7.
Right.
Right. Not mad. That's a good one. I like that one. I gotta say mine would probably be just don't worry about wanting to be in a relationship. You know what I mean? Because mainly, I haven't been worrying about it this year, really much. I've been just trying to focus on myself, do my own thing. But then as we got closer to cuffing season, as we got closer to winter and all that, that's when it really hits. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I just want to get better. Just trying to live life, really. My New Year's resolution is try to live.
Fair.
So.
Try to live.
I'm not going to cap y'all. I'm probably going to be fat. I'm hungry as fuck. Yeah, I'm probably going to give me some of those too. Their wings are good. I don't know if you ever had their wings.
I haven't. Ricardo says that they're good.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm done. I'm tired.
I am too.
I'm hungry as fuck. So.
We said a whole bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
This is going to be such a hard episode to watch because it's just like this.
Yeah.
Not a lot of content. I mean, hey, we didn't have anything prepared, to be honest. Well, we had something prepared, but it kind of fell through. But it's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay. We'll have that happen next time. But for now, we're gonna end the episode here. We greatly appreciate you guys once again tuning into another episode of the Deep End. This is episode 41. Happy New Year's, happy holidays. Hope you guys had a safe and happy holiday. Whatever you celebrate, if you celebrate anything. Hope you lived it up to the best potential you could. But we're going to end this episode here. We greatly appreciate all of you. Thank you once again, Mr. Lake Dunn and Ray Rathen. For letting us use their space and platform to post everything on there. If you want, you can go check us out there, newradiorathens.com. We appear there Thursdays and Fridays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 1 a.m. And then also we have our socials. Definitely look at us there. That's where we post updates, podcasts, mainly on Instagram. And that is at TTP Podcast as well on TikTok, TTP Podcast. On Twitter, where we're trying to be more active. I say that, but we're probably not going to be. But we'll try.
We just need I feel like as soon as we start seeing people interact with this on Instagram and all that.
Maybe now that we got this big old show, that's at TDP Pod. If you guys want to go check us out there. And then, of course, you guys can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, RSS.com, all that kind of stuff, Audible. And then, of course, on YouTube, where you can watch us, you can see all our funny faces, you can see all the moments when you say pause, and kind of look at each other like, hey, yo, side eyes, everything. Maybe some gestures where you won't get if you're watching, if you're listening, not if you're watching. Yeah, but definitely check us out on YouTube at TV3 Podcast. Just put that in the search bar and you'll find us. But I think I got everything. Once again, shout out to Rome. Thank you for such a big help. That Discord, you guys are nothing but great to me. Me and Gabe, and now Darion, he's joined. Even though he hasn't looked at it.
But I just joined. You know, baby steps.
Yeah, definitely.
No, we can't really thank you enough for any of that. That really does help us out in some way. And hopefully by then,
we'll be able to build up our little hobby that we have,
And it's just, we really can't, definitely with the Discord, an amazing environment.
All right, well, we're gonna end that here. Gabe.
All right, we'll catch you guys next time. In the deep end.
You almost forget. We'll catch you guys next time.
In the deep end.
That's it. See y'all in two weeks.
All right. Just like that. TDP out. Damn.